the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and always joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
Jono, I'm distraught.
Why is that?
Listeners, maybe the worst thing of all time happened on the weekend.
Your arch nemesis won our league of record.
That is one thing. This is worse. And you just found out about this. I was hoping to surprise you with it because it's that goddamn horrific. Baby Fizz attended its first Melbourne game. As you know, Baby Fizz is a Melbourne supporter along with Mrs. Fizz. And they went along. And I'm not sure who the blame lies with. I'd like to think that it's not Baby Fizz, but...
Well, she's a baby. She can't do anything.
That's right.
Just look cute and not throw up on you.
But listeners, Baby Fizz was touched by it. Well, I can wear Mrs. Fizz going for Melbourne, and I can wear the baby going for Melbourne. That's fine. But if there's one Melbourne player I hate,
it's Jesse Hogan.
It's Jesse Hogan. Jesse Hogan, listeners, has touched Baby Fizz.
Ooh, the mark has been pressed into her.
Now, I'm not sure what...
So all sporting ability just being drained from Baby Fizz?
Well, what I'm thinking, Jono, is there's either... I don't know. There's a taint. I'm thinking maybe I could trade Baby Fizz to Frio for like a boy baby and a packet of condoms.
What's that, Pav's kid? Is that a boy or a girl?
I don't know, but you got to think it's got to have good genetics.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Pav.
But it was Dean Kent as well. Gave the rub of the head. Dean Kent's all right.
Well, we like Dean Kent. We are fans. And, it's got its photo with the demon mascot, which I'm all for. That's fine. But just Hogan. Oh. I kind of wonder, maybe he was trying to touch someone else's baby and he got mine by mistake.
Or maybe he's just trying to get rid of his crap football ability. I don't know.
But
Alcohol fixes that.
Yeah, I'm devastated. I got nowhere to go from here. I'm just... I don't even want to look at that baby anymore.
It's a bad taint. Even I feel dirty, just unwashed. It just feels like I've been unwashed.
There's going to be an asterisk next to this show.
And we can't swear, because I can see the rage building behind those eyes of yours. Just, you want to let go.
At least it wasn't Jake Stringer. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
But a bit of news to come out over the weekend and today. Starting off with a bit of retirement news, Steve. A couple of Collingwood, I won't call them stalwarts, but bit players in Alan Tuvey and McCaffer calling it quits at the end of the VFL finals. Both.
Do you mean premiership heroes?
Both premiership players in 2010. But no, they were instrumental in that 2010 grand final.
Yeah, Tuvey was good for a long period. And I already Brent McCaffer, tip of the cap, knee recos and reinvented himself. And
And Tuvey as well had all those injuries as well. And
yeah, we hope they go out with the VFL flag.
Yeah, they're hot favourites to get it. Do you reckon Cloakie goes...
I do not. A
swan song game this week?
No, I do not.
They're going to play him in the finals?
Well, if he plays AFL, he can't play VFL.
That's right.
So I don't think they will. I think they'll play Mason Cox.
Oh, Bucks is a bit of a prick who'd do that, wouldn't he?
That's true. That's a good point.
Oh, no. You're leaving this club? You're not playing it. You're not getting no flag from us.
Oh, that'd be...
I can see it.
Just get rid of it, Bucks, please.
And more bad news for the Western Bulldogs with standing captain Easton Wood going down in yesterday's game with an ankle injury. He's had the scan today. Thankfully, no bone damage, but he will spend 10 days in a moon boot. But they say it's some sort of medial ligament damage, which is not good. So 2 weeks off for Easton Wood. Hopefully he can get up for the first week of the finals.
Well, that week off's a blessing.
Oh, especially for the Bulldogs, who've just been decimated by injuries this year.
Yeah.
And the Power have come out today and said they're going to try and bring showdown intensity every week. Well, guess what? There's 1 week left, Power, and you're playing Gold Coast this week. Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, maybe they can bring that intensity and squeak out a win.
I'm tipping Gold Coast, because it's up in Gold Coast.
I can't tip Gold Coast. Can't do it.
Port Adelaide going to go up there, 25 degrees, and on the Gold Coast.
Queue in the rack.
Queue in the rack. You know, get some meter maids, head down to Chasers, have a few drinks, all good.
I don't know, you don't see the revenge game swag for Nathan Cracker?
Yeah, nah. Oh, God. And, oh, you just got me there. Armitage has come out and says he wants to be the next St Kilda captain.
This is David Armitage, is it?
This is David Armitage, yeah.
What's St Kilda's VFL affiliate?
The Bullheads? The Zebras? The
Zebras.
Yeah.
No. David, there's guys like Jade Gresham and Seb Ross who are...
Jack Stephen.
Going a little bit past you, buddy.
Oh, big time. And if you haven't heard in the match review panel for this week, Rory Sloane has copped a 1 week ban for that hit, we'll call it. That's all I'm going to call it, is a hit on Ebert on Saturday night.
Brett Ebert's opened up like a pack of chips. Didn't seem to be...
Soft as butter. But how's it? Vardy went 10 rounds with him earlier in the year, nothing. Glancing blow.
Yeah, just in that spot, just above the eye. And,
yeah, I suppose so.
Just looked to be a footy incident though, didn't it, Jono?
Yeah, just trying to spoil, missed the ball, got the head. Yeah, it happens in footy all the time.
Yeah.
So, bye-bye, Brownlow.
But geez, if you're... Yeah, well, Brownlow... But geez, it's not great for Rory Sloane owners if they're in a grand final this week.
Well, I am in the consolation grand final now. Listen to league this week, but...
Do you need consoling?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors.
I didn't even look who's in the final of the Listener League.
It was on my other bit of paper.
Yeah, very unprofessional, Jono.
Yes, but it's the eldest...
The eldest statesman. With the hot favourites from the draft,
yeah.
If I recall.
Going up, not against Krampus, because you beat them for fifth spot. It's Yeoman's Land and... Oh, I can't think of it off the top of my head. I had a look. I had it written down, but...
It's not Shacky Chan, is it?
Was he... He changed his name.
No, his name wasn't Shacky Chan, but it was...
It's Elder Statesman and... I can't remember.
Anyway... Well done to whoever's in the grand final, and I wish you both the best of luck.
But we will reveal your winner on the next Monday.
Yeah.
But moving on now to our studs and duds of the week, starting off with West Coast and Hawthorn, with West Coast upsetting Hawthorn over there at Domain Stadium.
West Coast were favourites.
It was pretty even money when I last looked at it, so... But West Coast getting up at about 26 points there, with Gaff, Pritis, Lacroix... Maston, Darling, finally doing something too little too late. And also Lysette, JJK, and McGovern.
Yeah, McGovern was good, I thought.
Yeah. And for the Hawks, I could give it to... Oh, and Nick Nat was good, Supercoach-wise, points.
Hmm.
And Hodge, Lewis, and Burgoyne for me.
And I'll throw in Brendan Whitecross who's had a nice little... I mean, his scores weren't huge, but if you picked him up and were playing him... They were handy.
Very handy.
He's had a bit of a late season renaissance.
Yes, he has. And the other side of the ledger, I'm going to start off with Josh Gibson.
Josh Gibson.
He played? I don't know.
Oh, he played because he was the guy getting destroyed.
Yes, that is true. And also had Brad Hill and Cyril Rioli.
I'm going to throw Shannon Hearn in there.
Because, I have Shannon Hearn in there too.
Because Shannon Hearn, when the ball's not getting butchered by the opposition, isn't going to score well.
No.
And I'm also going to throw Liam Shields in there.
Yeah.
Yes, Cyril still had 8 tackles.
Bloody
yeah, God. I know.
We've spoken about this before, people. We'll just have the, and we'll get to it later with the Eddie Betts conundrum.
Oh. We did have 7 cleaners, though.
Okay. But still.
No.
Moving on to... North Melbourne and the Sydney Swans, where it looked about all over but quarter time, with North coming back. Boomer Harvey looks like he's going to get another contract with that game. 34 disposals, 3 goals. Andrew Swallow, McMillan, Del Santo, Daniel Wells had a pretty good year at Zeeble, and I'll give a shout out to Cunnington.
Hasn't McMillan just... What the hell? The last 6 weeks is...
Just he's exploded. So well done to anyone who has McMillan.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much the usual suspects for Sydney Swan with Hanbury, JPK. Mills has been fantastic the last few weeks. Tommy Mitchell, Luke Parker, Lloyd, and Rampy.
Yep.
And I'm going to put Hansen and Petrie and Anderson. Just putrid.
Yeah, I had Anderson in there. Boy, hasn't looked great. Hasn't looked worth...
Wonder who's won that trade.
Yeah. Yeah. but probably, you know, really my strempling candidate of the millennia, Buddy Franklin.
Guy cop one in the back.
You're kidding, you dick. Look at Pendles. Be more like every player needs to be Pendles.
Rock out of 160 or whatever it was.
No, we could, like last week, oh, my foot's completely buggered. I'll still get up and play and give you a ton.
Yeah, all right. And it looks like Tippett's taken his role back and Naismith's score really affected.
Yeah, you can probably go ahead and drop Naismith now.
Pretty much. And Dean Towers, just... I suppose you're going to get that.
You are. You are. Although they've got Richmond this week, so maybe don't drop him.
Okay. Speaking of Richmond, that whole game can just go in the dud column because it was putrid and I feel sorry for anyone who had to watch it, including myself.
Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot
to talk about there.
No, there was a few St Kilda players. As we mentioned on the Thursday show, Blake Akers scored really well again. Montagna Billings finally showed us a bit. Jack Stephen with his dream team score, suffering big time with those Supercoach scores. Nick Riewoldt, I thought Dempster was pretty good too.
Yeah, Dempster having one out of the... one out of the box, but did you say Gilbert?
Oh, there's too many Saints.
There's a lot of Saints.
And the only pass I gave to you was really Rioli.
Oh, and Savage and Robinson.
Oh, and them as well. Yeah, like I said, there's too many to.
Yeah, and so yeah, Daniel Rioli.
Probably the only one I can give a pass mark to.
Yeah, they
were pass. And Armitage. Ooh. Captain material, I think not.
Yeah, second material.
Yeah.
When we look back at David Armitage's career, there's going to be an outlier year. And
well done to everyone who picked him up in that outlier year.
Yeah, you're lucky. yeah.
But and to the other game where it was, which was GW.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you forgetting to mention Jack Riewoldt as being pus?
I just had Tigers.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Tigers. So yeah, he would fall under that umbrella.
How could you be pussed though in this? I don't understand how Richmond couldn't get up and win this game and how you couldn't take advantage of a shredded defence.
Yeah. Oh, but the skills on offer was so horrible. So horrible. But the other game that afternoon was GWS taking on Fremantle where...
What the hell is going on with Ryan Griffin?
I don't know. He's found a spine. I don't know. Finals in the air.
Did he train with like Russian Olympic athletes?
Quite possibly. Ivan Drago's medical team's helping him out there.
Jesus Christ.
But he's actually a really good finals player. Like when he played for the Bulldogs.
He's a good player.
He actually lifted the gear when it got closer to the finals. But Griffin, but you look who took a hit. Kelly's taken a hit. Toby Green, Devin Smith.
Well, those guys were great in the prior weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone was good last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But Heath Shaw, as you said on the Thursday show, Lockie Whitfield played really well. Patton having a career.
Six snags. If you don't mind.
I think he recorded more goals than Fremantle. They kicked 5-7, I think, from the top of my head.
My goodness.
Haynes was good for me as well and for the Dockers.
And Tomlinson.
Oh, and Tomlinson.
I thought he gave a nice score.
Yeah. For the Dockers, I liked Lockie Neal. Laid was at 10 tackles or something ridiculous like that. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how he and Fife were together in that midfield.
Be fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Spur, Waller was good. Stephen Hill in the Dream Team. And also Sam Collins' score for Supercoach was good.
Yep.
In the other side, as we spoke before, Devin Smith, Kelly Green and Callan Ward. I mean, you've beaten him by...
His dream team score was okay, wasn't it? Yeah.
okay at best, but you beat a team by 90 points, I suppose. You should be... And you're one of the extractors. I mean, come on. And Mundy and the two ruckmen in Griffin and Clark.
And unfortunately, my boy, he's in there again. Walters. Just, ugh.
He played?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like that. You just don't see him out there, so...
Yeah.
Horrible. But moving on to the Saturday night game, we had Collingwood taking on Gold Coast, where Collingwood should have won by 100 points.
Hey, what do we say? Start your pies.
Start your pies. I think I've got all 22 pies on here, Steve, except for what's his name, Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Who got injured. But...
Yeah, look, we said start your pies. Gold Coast coming off a 6-day break, staying in the hotel, which is terrible after a week, Johnny.
Yeah.
Shocking. It's
terrible after 2 days. You get that claustrophobia, you get that weird smell coming out of the bathroom, especially if you're rooming with someone.
It's a weird smell coming out of the bathroom.
Man, Treloar could have gone 200 if he kicked straight. Pendles was brilliant. Grundy, man, he's really had a great year. Smith, Jeremy Howe, been fantastic for the Pies. Sorry.
I know where this is going.
Jesse White. And Phillips, yet again, was good. Side bottom crisp and Wills.
Wills averaging over 10 tackles.
Another 10 on the weekend.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. They got a player there. And only and DeGoey's super coach score for me, which you've been harping on about that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. This was a game he should have done well in. And
his dream team was serviceable as well. Yeah. And only took Miller and Aaron Hall for me.
And Brooksby.
And Brooksby.
But man.
James Ash?
No, not so much James Ash. KK.
Oh, I was getting
him. I mean, the ball was down there.
But he just butchered it. Or didn't have it. And Rosa too. The ball was down there.
Yeah.
Not good at all. And in the battle of, what do they call it? The showdown over in Adelaide.
Showdown 472.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Banana Gate.
Don't go there.
Wait, we're not going there?
Unless you want to go there.
Well, I thought it was, you know...
Eddie Best was hungry, needed that potassium after kicking five goals.
This is what's disappointing for me, is banana's such a terrible food. Of course there's going to be a flare-up. If you threw a packet of Twisties, people would be happy. They'd be like, hey, we just won a match. Awesome, give me some Twisties.
I was a Port Adelaide fan throwing it.
I know, but you know, maybe she saw them and went, you know.
Have you seen the picture of her?
Not great. Probably one of Adelaide's best, though. Sorry to Adelaide fans out there.
Fan.
If we've got any left. Bananas are terrible. I can understand the blow up.
But for football fans, it's good. They need the potassium. It gives them energy.
That's true.
So, you know, you kick five snags, you're going to be tired.
Yeah, I would have preferred a natural snag. Throw a hot dog over the fence.
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. I don't know where this is going.
We'll get to that. Let me just make a note there for the Cats game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Steve had a look down the run sheet there. Where are we? For the Adelaide Crows. We got to the showdown. Eddie Betts, fantastic. Matt Crouch was really good. Lions is having a really good season this year. And you can throw Tex and a few others in there as well. And
I actually didn't have many. I really thought the scores weren't fantastic. I mean, fine, they might have played good, but...
They weren't super coach or fantasy relevant.
Great. I'll give Mitch McGovern a bit of love for kicking three goals.
Yep.
And he was someone that you might have plugged and played, and he was fine. But fantasy scores were a bit
wishy-washy.
Bit disappointing for me.
Yeah, especially, it was only about 15 points in the end. You would have thought...
But there was a big scoring game, so I don't know. It's just a bit disappointing.
Would have thought there would have been more points. Like the same with that GWS Freo game, when the team wins by that many points, you would have thought... Well, there was only
a handful of tons in the game.
Yeah, that's right. So. You think there'd be more, but not to me. And for Port Adelaide, both Greys I thought were good, especially Robbie. Ollie Wines, I know you don't like him, but he's having a fantastic season.
No, he's not having a fantastic season. He's having a fantastic 6 weeks.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have to give him that.
And Boak was serviceable.
And he's sliding down my draft board.
Boak or Wines?
Wines. Well, both too. With each better game he plays, he goes further down the board.
Oh, didn't you hear Wines?
I think Wines is just going to be unranked for me next year.
Did you hear Wines? He came out, he's going up to overseas with the Port Adelaide guys to increase his power. Because he's only playing 70, he said he's only playing 70% game time. He wants to increase that.
So his endurance or?
He just wants to increase his game time. So I would say his tank.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Crouch has got a really bad, I shouldn't say bad, but doesn't get much game time.
No, he doesn't.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's weird. And for the upset game of the weekend...
Did you get to the duds? Because Brad Crouch is firmly
in
the duds.
He was my number one, sorry. Josh Jenkins didn't get much of it. And Rory Lobb stealing points off old Jack Trangove. He's gone down.
Rory Lobb? You mean Matt Lobe?
Again, wrong player, wrong game. Yes, Matthew Lobe. Taking points off Trangove with him going
back.
Yeah,
it's not great.
No.
Anyway...
And Schultze, you think with no key forwards, he'd be the number one target, but no good. And they're kicking close, they kick close to 100 points too.
Yeah.
And Daniel Talia.
Oh, well, key defender, key, up and down.
He'd had a few good weeks.
Look, with those guys, if you start them and they spud it up, you really have to be comfortable. You've got to be comfortable going down with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, we had a question on the... We had a listener question on... before the Saturday game. They had to start... It was a Sunday game, maybe. They had to start either Lockie Henderson or Mitch Brown in Dream Team. I mean, like, either one of those guys can score 40, and either one of those guys can score...
100.
100. And I'll tell you what. I said, look, all the numbers pointed to Mitch Brown, but then they started Lockie Henderson forward... against Brisbane.
Showtime.
And I'm like, holy Jesus. And he kicked 2 first half goals. I'm like, we've given someone bum advice. He scored reasonable. And Mitch Brown in the end scored 20 points more. So it was the correct call. But these guys...
The switch players.
It's hard to... It's really hard. You don't be surprised if they score poorly or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's just... That's how it goes. Especially with these key position players. When they score bad, they score real bad.
That is true. And for the upset game at the MCG on Sunday afternoon, we had the Blues beating Melbourne. Patrick Cripps, Superman, hello. I don't know if you saw this game, Steve, but basically every time Max Gorn won the hit out, there Patrick Cripps was, or Gibbs, just winning that centre clearance. It was unreal to watch.
I couldn't see this game, Jono, because I just found out my baby had been touched by Jesse Hogan, so I was busy vomiting for about 4 hours.
No, but Cripps and Gibbs were just awesome in that midfield yesterday. Doherty and Simpson.
Oh, wait for it. You're going to say it.
I am going to say it. Nick Graham also.
No.
Spewbag number 2, Liam Jones.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How does that even happen? Seriously.
Sun even shines on the dog's ass some days, Jono.
It certainly does. It was shining on his, that's for sure. And I thought Cruz was pretty serviceable too against Maxi Gorn. And for the D's, Jack Viney was good again. Dom Tyson also. Maxi Gorn started slow but finished off well. Nathan Jones I thought was good. And Tommy McDonald's Supercoach score.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit worried about Clayton Oliver. He put together a nice score.
He did.
Kick to handball ratio is pretty bad at the moment.
You know what it is, or
the actual ratio?
Yeah.
Well, he had on the weekend. It was like 5 kicks and 14 handballs, and it was something bad like that the week before.
So it's Daniel Cross Mark 2.
It's not looking good.
But guess what? Rusey's out of there in one more week.
Thank Christ. Just leave the hair, man. We got to speed this up. This will take forever.
Vince, that move down back is not working for his fantasy scores whatsoever.
Nope.
Jack Watts just didn't really get into the game too much for me. And Dale Thomas.
Money well spent.
Yeah, and Casbolt.
Rock the Casbolt.
Just didn't get too much into that game on the weekend. And for the Brisbane and Geelong game, Tom Rockliffe was good. Daniel Rich, also very good. Oh, look, Steph Martin, sole ruck. Look what happens.
Boom. Tommy Cutler was good.
Tommy Cutler I got. And Mitch Robinson, he was freaking everywhere, man.
And he put a nice bump on
Josh
Selwood. You know what's funny? It's like, you know how they've got the NAB ad where the kids are I just want to smash the kid who's Josh Selwood. Just smash him to bits.
Yeah, it's not, if you get that job.
I reckon I might win that fight too.
But don't run away because he will chase you. And for the other side, old Capricciosa. Got himself 5 hot dogs.
Look at him go. Menegola also, Jono.
Yeah, Menegola was very good.
Danger,
Selwood. Joel Selwood. Did I say Duncan?
No.
And Boris.
Yep.
All good. And for the last game...
A couple of duds, though.
Oh, the duds, sorry, yeah. Zocco.
Really unusual. Zocco's put together a very consistent season. That's so
probably
one of the worst
games of that for the year, to be honest.
And Zach Smith
and Bastanac.
Well,
but he's very hot and cold.
Bastanac got chewed out by Pierce Hanley for a bad kick. I'm just like...
Hanley. You can't kick.
No. Well, look at the season. Like, the season's over. Like, just let it go.
And I also had Guthrie and Hanley in there as well.
Yep.
And for the last game, it was the Bombers taking on the Bulldogs with Zach Merritt having another fantastic game. Zaharakis, look what happens when he doesn't get tagged. He was good. Stokes and James Kelly for me as well. And Cooney was serviceable.
Yep.
His 250th and possible final game.
Yep.
And for the Doggies, Johannesson off halfback was good. Liam Pickham was awesome in that midfield. Matty Boyd, Lockie Hunter, the Bont, Caleb Daniel putting up his hand as a contender to Callum Mills for the Rising Star, and Lin Jong for me.
And I'll give McLean and Hrovat a bit of love as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had Clay Smith, Dalhouse, Dunkley, and Ruffy for me.
I also had Lornberger and Tippin Woody.
Yes, I did.
Tippin Woody.
Me too.
And the duds. So
that wraps up the studs and duds for that. But moving on now to our waiver wire pickups. So if you're in a grand final this week and you're looking for someone to roll out against your opponent, I'm going to start off in the midfield. Steve, we spoke about him Thursday, and it's Blake Akers taking on... They got a pretty...
Brisbane.
Hello, points.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in that same match. And Josh Bruce and Tim Membry. One of them's going to go off.
I had them as well.
So I'm just going to hedge my bets and say both of them.
Yep.
But yeah, just someone's going to go quite large, I think.
I am a betting man. I would say Membry would be the leader in that one.
Well, Membry's usually the second banana, so he gets the weaker defender bit. This is Brisbane. There is no weaker defender. They're all the weaker defender.
Well, it's just like them giving out best and fairest. You'll get best and fairest.
That's not good.
Callum Mills with Sydney taking on Richmond, and Sydney's effort of kicking that ball inside 50. I can see him racking up the points.
Yeah, that's...
That's all you can say.
Yeah. I'm also going to say one of our favourite defensive pickups is Zach Tui.
Tui.
Playing the Bombers.
Well, this is either going to be a game with no defence.
There's no defence.
Or it's a game like Richmond and St Kilda.
Well, it's at the G, so check the weather before you roll them out. Yeah. Well, no, look, I like him. I think it's going to be free-flowing. I think he generally gets on the end of it when it's like that.
Can kick a few goals, gets a couple of marks.
Yep.
Is the kicking guy at Carlton, and majority of the time plays on from that kicking. So you get 1 or 2 points from the kicking, but when you play on long kicks...
Hey, and there's lots of kick-ins when Joe Danaher plays.
There certainly is. He might even get the free kick four. And my last guy, if you haven't stashed him already and he's floating around still, do grab Kurt Tippett.
Oh, yeah, well, if he is.
Because he scores were serviceable on his first game back, but you can see him really ramping up for the finals.
Yeah, I've got another one. It's a midfielder. I'll give you Jared Pollock, Jono. You're not as high on Jared Pollock.
I actually thought about putting him in this week, but I'm like,
I've liked him in good matchups against the Suns. This is a great matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this outside ball.
No cue in the rack. I suppose
he's got to
pay
for it. They've got to come home to freaking Koshy. Jesus. You reckon they just keep going, seek asylum up there? Just playing round one. We'll just start early.
Yeah, pre-season over there. It's all good.
Cost of living's down, I'm pretty sure.
I can just see it being a letdown game.
Fair enough. And I'll give you one last forward. Jono, probably don't love it, but James Sicily.
Who the Hawks got this week?
They got Collingwood. Now, if there is a bunny team for Hawthorn, even when Collingwood were
good
service, even Collingwood when they were pre-Buckley, i.e. better,
they still got smashed.
They were Hawthorn's bunny team. And well, their defense is pretty crap at best.
Hawthorn's average winning margin is like 37 points the last few times they've played. So.
Yeah, no, I certainly expect him to get some goals. And Poppy as well. Poppy will shred him.
Oh, yeah. Because
their small defenders are just pus.
They certainly are. And Rioli, but he's not going to be in any pools.
God damn, I'm bringing the fire today. Angry. I was back at work, so it was probably a problem.
And you're still getting over Baby Fizz being touched by the devil.
God, Jesus Christ, what is going on?
But questions this week, Steve?
Yeah, we had a couple of questions. We have one from Fantasy Oz on the Twitterverse. He's got to play two of the following players this week and vice-captain one of them. It's a Friday night match. Matt Crouch, Brad Crouch, and old man Thompson.
Oh. Well, both Crouch has been in some pretty good form, except for Brad on the weekend. Kind of stunk it up. Old man Thompson, just been going. Hasn't really starred in the last few weeks, has he?
Too he was much. Okay. He hasn't been bad.
No, he hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been that 120-30 that we know he can pump out sort of score. Playing West Coast.
Last time they played West Coast, old man got 110 in Dream Team. I'm going to assume it's his Dream Team scoring. It's fancy of doing and ask those questions. I'm going to say Matt Crouch is the guy I'm rolling out and vice-captaining because he has gone 120 in the second half three times. He went 118 last week. The thing with these guys is they're all really hard to gauge what their game time is going to be. Sometimes Matt Crouch is 68. Sometimes it's 74. Sometimes Scott Thompson's 72. Sometimes it's 80.
No Rory Sloane this week.
No Rory Sloane. So that can only be good.
And we've seen those Adelaide midfielders not consistently scoring those big tons like all the other teams this year. They've just shared the ball around.
Yeah, look, the guy with the highest ceiling is Matt Crouch.
For sure.
So for me, that's the vice-captain.
Yeah. I agree on that one.
And I would say, for floor, Scott Thompson is the option. But if you wanted the bigger upside, I'd probably go Brad Crouch. So you need to take stock of where you're at in that match.
Yep. Look at the matchups who you've got against you as well, who can potentially go big floors and ceilings of the opposition players as well.
Yeah, I think if you needed a bigger score, certainly go Brad Crouch. If you needed the safer, if you feel like you got it, you need at least 85, Thompson's
your man.
Tackles his backside off.
Yeah, certainly does, especially with Sloane not being there.
Yeah, and we had a question from Matt on Facebook. Jono, what do we do with Nick Nat next year? ACL victim Nick Nat. Did he make the news? I don't think he brought him up in the news section.
Nah, it's West Coast. Everyone would have seen that by now.
So what do we do with Nick Nat in fantasy next year, Jono? If he's going to miss, say...
It's 12 months.
Yeah, it's 12 months. Let's say he comes back around...
18.
Well, I was going to say around 15.
Around 15.
Let's say he comes back around 15, so just around the buys.
Buy time. Ooh. Well, if you're sitting pretty in your league and can afford to maybe drop two of your buy rounds, I'd be stashing him before the buys. Or, because you certainly can't carry him. But he will sit in pools, I would imagine, for majority of the season. And then if they say round 18, people picking him up in that rounds 11, 12, 13, if they can manage him through the buyers.
Yeah, I think some of it will come back to your bench size as well. If you've only got a four-man bench...
Don't even think about it.
I don't see how you carry him.
No, you can't carry him for that long at all. But
and you miss out on all the other lottery tickets.
That's right. But in your deeper, stash him in an emergency and hope for the best.
Yeah, and sort of got asked about what it does to... what our thoughts on Scott Lysette are as well, actually.
Well, we saw last time when Nick Nat was injured, his scores improved because he was it, basically. And
yeah.
Attending all the hit-outs and all that. And then when he was resting forward, he was kicking goals as well.
Yeah.
So...
Look, I think he's probably still in the 8 to 12 ruck range.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll monitor that over the preseason. We don't know what moves West Coast will make.
And does Lysette keep that ruck forward status? If he does,
yeah, if he does, that's...
that's juicy.
that makes it harder to... In fact, in Dream Team, you'd almost put him... You know, you'd put him before Mumford sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably before Sanderlands as well, I'd imagine.
You think Sanderlands is shot, wouldn't you? Or did he go around one more year?
Well, he's going around again.
Yeah, I'd definitely put him ahead of Sanderlands then.
In Supercoach?
They'd be very close to... They'd be within a pick or two of each other.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those are the questions this week.
Those are the questions. So we move on now to our Stremple, the person who needs to get thrown in the ring. And it's hard to say this because I can see it's written on your page. who needs to toughen up, basically. So, Steve, who have you got?
Oh, well, I had Baby Fizz down. but I've already...
You've gone early on that one.
I've gone early on that one, but it's Buddy Franklin. He... I was out of all my draft leagues, yeah, so basically all I had... Why don't you take the field and nothing happens to you?
Copper flying knee Mortal Kombat style.
No sympathy. All I had to do was score like 70. And I went to the big money league grand final.
No.
Screw you, buddy. $10 million wasted.
Before I shrimp, I want to give a big props to Sam Gibson. Had a weight dropped on his face on the in the week. Comes out and plays. That was pretty good.
Iron Man.
That is. Or maybe Brett Ebert. That's the face you should have. Have a weight dropped on it.
Do you even lift, bro?
True. My Stremple, he is the Collingwood Ruckman. I don't know if you saw it on Saturday night when he ran.
That's not that bad.
No, he's not an 8-year-old girl. When you go to Bali and you're an 8-year-old girl, you get your hair braided and you put all that crap in it. You're 20-odd years old, Brody. You don't put your hair like that. It looks crap. Get rid of it.
Yeah, that's how boring the game was. That's all they had to talk about.
Exactly. Bloody putrid.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was...
Do you remember when Pendles had those shocking little dreads?
Oh.
They were the worst.
You need to get rid of that mo too.
That is just... Filth.
Like you shoot porn during the week.
When I was 13, I had a mustache like that.
I think we've got some mates who are
just kicking in and didn't really know how to shave.
You shave that one area, just gets darker and darker.
Wispy little horrible thing. Yeah, exactly.
But if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And Steve, we are looking for a third member of the team. We've had a few responses so far. Been quite entertaining reading your resume, as it would be. But if you would like to have a crack at seeing what you've got to be a third member, send us a direct message on Twitter, send us a message on Facebook, or even send us an email where we are thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're getting some great ideas, even people who live in different
countries
to us. So they obviously can't record at reasonable hours, us.
Yeah.
But they're very willing to contribute articles, which is fantastic because we are looking to expand the content onto a website next year. So
absolutely,
if those are things you're interested in, certainly get in contact.
Write some pieces and send them in to us and see how it goes.
Yeah. Didn't have any food questions this week, Jono.
No, everyone's hitting the gyms to get their summer bod.
Not me. I had like 4 packets of Easy Mac on the weekend.
I had about 3 packets of barbecue shapes. And I got to get in shape for a wedding.
Whose wedding's that?
Mine.
That was the lead-in. People need to know. Jono's getting married.
Getting married in, 8 or 9 weeks
now.
So
his research is going to be horrific come next season.
Hell no.
That's why we need the third doctor.
Taking it away with me. Do you... 1 second. I got to read this article.
It's got a laptop on her back just going away.
Pendleton would be really going to score well this year.
Send a message through. What? Tom Mitchell over Parker? What?
All right, that wraps up the show for this week. Any questions, please do hit us up on social media, and we'll see you on Thursday.